Good morning to you all. Time now for the Tuesday talk show here at 1270 Radio, 99.7 on the FM band on a beautiful spring day here. And hope you're all recovering from a great Memorial Day weekend. And hope you all enjoyed the Boatnik Festival as we all recuperate a little bit today. First, a programming note before we continue. We'll have a special talk show segment coming up this Thursday right here on KAJO Radio in this same time period. And we'll welcome to the microphones of KAJO, the former director of the juvenile justice system here in Josephine County. Jim Goodwin will be here explaining his story for all of your listeners. So that's something to mark. He may be accompanied by some other guests, but right now we've confirmed that Jim Goodwin will be here on Thursday morning. In the meantime today, a topic of certainly interest here. We're all going to learn a lot today as we welcome to the microphones a representative for Main Street Grants Pass, Seth Benham. Seth, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. What is Mainstream Grants Pass?
Well, yeah, thanks for having me back. Yeah. Been back, I think, what was the last month? I've been here twice. So
So you're an old hand at this now.
Yeah, I guess so now, huh? Yeah, thanks for having me. So, Main Street Grants Pass. Hopefully some of you out there have heard about it. It's kind of it's newer, I guess I could say. I've been working on it for a little bit, but we finally started making some ground. I guess I'll just start kind of with a background of
now. Where did the concept come from? Is it local? Is it national? Where did the idea come from?
So yeah, let me go back a little ways to kind of give you some. A little bit of history. So obviously, you know, for a long time, we had the Town Center Association Grants Pass, which, you know, kind of focused mostly on downtown event coordination, just the local economy, right? So they kind of, phased away after a while. Travel Grants Pass then came in there for a few years in 2017 throughout 2020, kind of took over that role. And then we kind of had like a little bit of an empty seat there for a while. And so that's kind of where we came in. Travel Oregon awarded a grant to visit, which Travel Grants Pass, which then became Visit Grants Pass, in 2023, to basically do a study on downtown and what's needed for Grants Pass and specifically the downtown area. So they hired a firm called Civic Possible who put together a, executive community agreement, they put together stakeholder interviews, public information sessions and listening forums, with downtown business owners, property owners. And then last January 2024, we held the roadmap for downtown Grants Pass event, which is at the just over at Wild River Brewing. And there's about 70 community members that showed up to that, and I was one of them. I really had no idea what this event was about, so I just got to show up to see. And
that'll teach you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I heard about it briefly before, and so I decided to go. And the whole concept was, you know, building, or well, I guess it was reviewing some of the feedback that they got from the community and the stakeholders and downtown business owners, and then identifying what kind of the next steps were. You know, do we need another organization? Do we just continue on as we are? Do we partner with a current existing organization? So out of that meeting, we kind of, came to the realization that we wanted to form a new organization / committee. And so then the next step was, well, we need volunteers to do this. And so then I was one of the original people to stand up, and that's kind of where it all began. And I come from private sector, so I have no knowledge up until now about nonprofits and how to start a nonprofit, and spent a couple months spinning my wheels trying to figure that out. And then kind of stumbled upon Main Street. And so Main Street is it's a national organization, right? So there's Main Street America, and it's been around for quite a while. And then states have their own Main Streets, and then underneath those are the cities, individual cities, right? And so not every city is a Main Street program, but you can opt into it. It's a free program to join. And really, I mean, there's just all benefits. There's really no downside. It's free for one, like I said, and it really gives you the tools you need to start your organization, get the ball rolling, you know, cause again, starting a nonprofit is actually, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of structure that has to happen. And so joining the Oregon Main Street program is a huge, huge plus for us. So we've been on there for, I think, about 9 months now as a member. And so once we did that, well, in the middle of joining them, we formed a larger steering committee, as you call it. I think, you know, there was probably about 15 to 20 people that kind of showed up to that initial meeting, which was really helpful. And mostly downtown business owners, property owners, people that have, you know, stake downtown. And, yeah, so after we joined the Main Street Oregon program, then, you know, we kind of formulated our own name, which is Main Street Grants Pass. You know, and there's cities all of Oregon that have different names. Like, one that comes to mind is the Albany Downtown Association. So we chose Main Street Grants Pass, you know, because we really do have a Main Street. You know, it's whatever you look at, it's 6th or 7th, or it's G Street, right? Those are kind of the main streets in our downtown. And so since then, you know, the last 8-9 months, we've been working as a steering committee to formulate kind of our bylaws, figure out who we want on our board, and ultimately selected board members. So we have a full board now as of probably 2 months ago.
All right, so you have a full board. How many on the board? Any names that you can share with us?
Yeah, so there's 11 on the board. I will try to list them off. obviously,
put
I'm
you
the,
on the spot this
yeah,
time.
I'm the chair of the board. Michael O'Coyne, he's a local realtor. He's the vice chair. We've got Jen Borsma. We've got John Glarum. They own Gigi Sugar Plums downtown. Alan Masters, he's a business or property owner downtown. We've got two non-voting members, Dan Buck with Visit Grants Pass and Terry Hopkins with the Chamber of Commerce. I feel really bad. I'm going to leave somebody out. McKenna Lester, Becca Nugent. That's all I got off the top of my head. So all sorry, right. Whoever I missed.
Yeah.
But no, it's been great, you know, and we really tried to diversify it and, you know, pick people from different sectors. You know, we wanted some property owners, we wanted some downtown business owners. We have a financial, actually Tammy Schmidt, that's the other one. She's kind of the finance side of things for us. And it's been great. And so now moving forward, you know, our next step is to form some subcommittees, right? So there's a handful of subcommittees we'll form, and they'll kind of focus on different things, right? So they'll be tourism related, infrastructure related, that type of thing for downtown. And those will be kind of just volunteer based, you know, whoever's interested, either you're downtown or you're just a, you know, what we call friend of downtown if you're interested.
All right. Let me ask just a couple of questions here to get everything straight around, because Main Street is a national organization, and are you tied to any of the bylaws of one, the Main Street America or Main Street Oregon? Are there hoops that you have to jump through in order to maintain the membership?
No, it's fairly simple. You know, I mean, they give us the groundwork for bylaws, but it can be, you know, pretty much whatever we want. There's no strict regulations on that. And then other than just, you know, having our, you know, an actual legal nonprofit, you know, we're good to be a member. Now, there's different levels to the membership. I think we're a accredited Main Street program. I can't remember all the off the top of my head, but I think there's 3 or 4 steps. And, you know, the more you climb up, you know, kind of the more representation you get and the more resource you can get from them. The other big thing I will say, one of the biggest benefits of being a Main Street program is the access to specifically the Oregon Main Street Revitalization Grant. And so this is one that we scrambled to put together. It was due in March. This is before we had an official board. It's a big grant. So this year, so it's every 2 years, and it's funded through the state of Oregon. And so this round was up to, so it's a $10 million pot of money. This round was up to $400,000 per applicant. So this is pretty strict grant though. It's all infrastructure based, right? So, you know, if you're remodeling, you're purchasing a building, that type of thing, you have to meet all the historical codes, and all that. And so we knew we wanted to apply for it, right? 'Cause it's a great opportunity. And so we kind of scrambled the best we could to figure out, you know, who made sense and who wanted to do it. Because again, you know, there's a lot of legwork that had to happen, and it was due middle of March. And so we actually have 2 applicants right now that filed. So we have Partake, which is a wine bar and restaurant currently on G Street.
Good thing.
Yep, in downtown. And the owner of Partake, he bought the old King Jewelers building downtown last summer. And so he's turning that into a 2-story restaurant wine bar. He applied for the Oregon Main Street Revitalization Grant, I believe up to the full $400,000. And then the second would be the Children's Museum, which is in the old Dutch Bros headquarters there on the corner of 4th and G.
4th and G.
Yep. And so they also applied. So we have two applicants in for this round, and we actually will get notification by the end of this week whether those are awarded or not. So hopefully, I mean, there's a potential we get up to $800,000 in grant money for both of these, you know, one a nonprofit and one a business, which would be both great for downtown.
All right. Well, no question about so they both went for the full amount, $400,000, and we've already seen fences go up around the 4th and G location already. So obviously work is being done there, and I'm not sure about the old King Jeweler building.
Yeah, so I mean, both these projects, right, they're moving forward regardless. So this isn't required for them. Obviously, it would help. And so, you know, the Children's Museum, that's a big project. So they've got funding from other areas, although this is one that I think, you know, they're ultimately counting on or hoping to get. And then Partake, you know, he's moving forward regardless, although he's kind of in a holding pattern until he find out about this grant because, you know, some of the items that he'll have to do have to happen once he gets approved for the grant.
And there's an order for those things to happen,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly. It's a reimbursement. So, you know, they have to front the money and then they get reimbursed the grant if it meets the standards of the requirements.
All right. So those had to be in by the end of March. Is there another window of opportunity coming up that we're aware of?
No, that's it for this, the next 2 years, right? So that's the Oregon Main Street Revitalization Grant. You know, and hopefully it'll come back around in 2 years. It all depends on the state legislature and funding. But we'll see. And then, you know, and also I'd like to say that the last round, I believe like the Holly Theater in Medford was a recipient. Mm-hmm. I think Medford maybe got a couple, and there's actually some cities, in Oregon that got multiple grants awarded. So it is possible. So we are hopeful. You know, and other than that, we've applied for a few more grants or are applying. So there's a Travel Oregon tourism grant that we applied for, I don't know, 2 months ago. And this is strictly for, you know, bringing tourism dollars to promote downtown and minority-owned businesses. So we applied for that one. We should know by the end of June, I believe. And that's, I think it was like a $70,000 or $80,000 grant. And again, that'll be specifically for tourism and promotion of downtown Grants Pass, which will be good. And then we're also going to hopefully be applying for the T-Mobile. There's a T-Mobile grant out there, and it's a big pot of money. It's a national grant, and actually one of the standards, you have to be a city under 50,000 people, you know, population-wise. So I think, you know, we fit that perfectly. And it's
don't grow any more quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So stop here. Because it's $50,000 a quarter. You know, I think our first goal is to apply for it. And that, I think if we get it, it'd be awarded around September, October. And right now, as it stands, you know, we want to turn that into a potential, you know, awning replacement program for, you know, businesses that have awnings downtown. And actually, you know, I've been talking to the city of Grants Pass about, because they also have urban renewal, you know, grants for that as well. So, talking about potentially, you know, combining those for businesses downtown to hopefully, you know, could potentially get, you know, 100% reimbursed in terms of, you know, replacing their awning. Because I think it's one of those things, and you're driving through town, it's, you know, having your building look great and clean and new is always going to attract more visitors. So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, what is the overriding goal? Is there one main goal for mainstream Grants Pass that is in writing, that is set down, says here's what we want to accomplish, and are there sub-goals underneath that?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one main goal. You know, I guess if anything, right, it's just to revitalize downtown, and then keep it sustainable. But under that, you know, there's a lot of underlying goals. You know, one of them is bringing back certain events. We've already taken over and have been working on revamping, which also, you know, I give a shout out to one of our board members, John Glarum, who's kind of taken the lead on First Fridays. And this is fairly recent, the last 2 months, I believe. So he's kind of helped us make some changes there and spearheaded that effort. And so that's been really great. Actually, I think First Friday has been, it's been going real well for businesses downtown and just, you know, the crowd sizes. You know, the next one, the big one, you know, I think ultimately for us is back to the 50s. It's not going to happen this summer. You know, it's pretty close. Although next summer, you know, I think our ultimate goal is to really revamp that, bring it back, bring the cruise back, which is one thing I know a lot of people miss, downtown is the actual cruise through town. So that's kind of going to be our big push for next summer. And it's going to be, you know, it's a big event. It's a lot to take on. So, but I think it's one that the community wants, to bring back. You know, other than that, I mean, I think another, you know, one of my passions is just to really, drive more communication and teamwork from just downtown businesses and property owners, you know, and kind of just bring them together and really get their voices heard and on the table. So that's one. And then, you know, obviously the infrastructure improvements for some of these building and property owners, that want to improve upstairs revitalization is really big. And actually some of the grant money and it's actually being used, I guess, if Partake gets it, it's upstairs revitalization. There was one case study in Klamath Falls where they got the grant a couple years ago and turned their upstairs into a multi-unit rental, you know, complex upstairs in an old historic building. So things like that, you know, those are really important for downtown. I always say I don't want to be an event coordination program, and I think it's a mix, right? There's a piece of that, but there's also really just the revitalization. You know, we currently have, I think, roughly 40 vacancies downtown, just commercial units in our
40 vacancies.
Downstairs too.
That's a surprise for me.
Yeah. So there's a lot, you know, and it's a lot of things, right? I mean, I think we're still recovering from that COVID era and, you know, obviously, some other things and, you know, rent prices and things like that always fluctuate. So there's a lot to it. It's not just one thing and one cause, but, you know, that's important for downtown and, you know, and helping fill those, empty vacancies and bringing more entrepreneurs to Grants Pass.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Seth Benham here about Mainstream Grants Pass, and we'll continue right after this word. Welcome back, Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, ladies and gentlemen. Mainstream Grants Pass is the topic today. Seth Benham, one of the organizers, is here with us. And Seth, you mentioned a couple of things. One, 40 vacancies in downtown Grants Pass, all on the main level of that area. And we're talking about some of the upper levels also. Can we get a little more detail on that and exactly what are we looking at and how do you go about attacking those situations?
Yeah. Well, I guess, too, I'll start with, so we have a specific district line, and that's actually one of the requirements for being a Main Street program. We had to have a map of what we considered our downtown corridor or, you know, our area. And so currently as it stands, we go from C Street down to recently we extended it down to the river. So we're down to, you know, Hellgate, Tap Rock. And then, really it's kind of, you know, the sides of 6th and 7th, it jogs off up kind of middle of town to 9th and 3rd. You know, we bring in the Glass Forge in that area as well. So, right. So it's a decent sized area. So within that area, there's
covers most of the commercial area downtown.
Yeah. It's bigger than the city's, you know, central business district. You know, we really, you know, I think a goal is to really expand closer to the river and draw more walking traffic that way as time progresses. Obviously, there's a lot that, you know, we need to work on to get there. But, you know, the vacancies. So, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, there's 40 vacancies. Obviously, it stretches that span of area. And so, yeah, I mean, those are all downstairs, first story, commercial units. And then, you know, obviously there's a ton of upstairs, right? That's vacant. We all.
What is the situation for those right now? And when I try to visualize that, I can't because I'm under the impression that some are not in good repair. And is that what the revitalization is targeted?
The downstairs or the upstairs or both?
Upstairs.
Upstairs. Oh, yeah. Upstairs. You know, and I don't think it's the fault of any property owner. Especially now, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. You know, one of the big hindrances is the sprinkler systems that you have to have installed to, you know, bring any of these buildings up to code. And that's a lot of money. I mean, I think, and I don't quote me on this, but I want to say, like, for Partake, I think it's anywhere from 100,000 to 250,000, somewhere in there, to retrofit the whole building with sprinklers, right? So it's definitely not cheap, you know, and if you're a property owner that's had these buildings for a long time, it's a big undertaking. So ultimately, right, moving forward, hopefully we can bring in more grants and grant money, to help kickstart some of these upstairs renovations, because there's some great upstairs, you know, and there's some that are currently being utilized, but there's a lot more that aren't. And, you know, it could be a lot of great living space, office spaces as well for, you know, professionals that don't necessarily need a direct storefront on a main street. I used to have an office downtown. It was great upstairs. You know, it's a cool place to be, and it's, I think it's just a, you know, brings you more closer to the heart of downtown. But yeah, you know, I mean, upstairs, again, it's a slower process, I think, to revitalize those, and you get the property owners on board. And then downstairs, you know, that's a mix of things. You know, there's a lot of move-in ready spaces, and that, you know, could be utilized right now. And, you know, I think it's a mix of sometimes rent may be too high for a certain person, maybe the location's wrong. So it's really just about finding those entrepreneurs or business owners that fit the, you know, the space and where they're located. And so I think that's one thing I'm passionate about. And, you know, I think, you know, that'll be kind of part of a subcommittee for Main Street Grants Pass moving forward, is to help fill those and find the entrepreneurs out there that are, you know, ready to take that leap.
All right. You mentioned that, through Mainstream Grants Pass, there are some grants available that could help revitalize those upstairs areas and bring in those water systems. Your organization, and of course another organization, the City of Grants Pass, also has. Can those two work together?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and this is one thing, you know, I'm passionate about as well, is kind of bridging the gap between all these organizations that are out there. I call it, previous to Main Street Grants Pass, I call it the three-legged stool, right? So we have the city, the Chamber of Commerce, and then Visit Grants Pass, which is the tourism, you know, wing of Grants Pass in Josephine County. And then once we formed Main Street Grants Pass, I call it the four-legged table. I think it's sturdier, I guess. I don't know. Somebody told me it wasn't. I was like, oh, I don't know. It's a sturdy table. But, you know, now we add Main Street into the mix. And so we're really creating a partnership here. And I think it's been going well. You know, I've definitely coordinated a lot of meetings between the city and the chamber and Visit Grants Pass, and just trying to get everyone to the table, so that we can communicate effectively, work together. Yeah, and figure out, okay, what grants are available. You know, what does the city offer that, you know, maybe, because, you know, there's people that don't know. I mean, as a citizen, as a business owner, and, you know, someone that's been involved in the community a long time, I mean, there's a lot of these grants that the city may offer that nobody really knows about, you know, and it just is what it is. But the more exposure we can bring to those, you know, the money's out there. And so let's get it in the right hands, right? The people that actually need it.
All right, you're talking partnership. You're talking about Mainstream Grants Pass. You're talking about the City of Grants Pass. I'm assuming Josephine County?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And the Chamber, have you crossed paths with all of those organizations yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't really crossed paths much with the county, although, you know, that's definitely one that I think we should have at the table. You know, I'm focused right now on the ones that are heavily focused on Grants Pass, right, which obviously the city, the Grants Pass Chamber of Commerce, and obviously Visit Grants Pass as well, because I think those are kind of the three organizations that should be communicating and working in step. You know, and the other thing I think too is we're really close to the Chamber of Commerce and Terry Hopkins, the new CEO. You know, we are actually a membership organization, so this is one thing I will say is, if you're interested in becoming a member, we have a website. You can go visit it. It's mainstreetgrantspass.org. We do have membership options on there for property, business owners, and just, you know, if you're a friend of downtown, you want to help out. And so, you know, it's a little competition with the chamber, but we've created a great relationship, and we don't view it as competition, right? We're on it together, and, you know, our mission's slightly different than theirs. And, I think, all in all, it'll really work out.
Is the coordination between at least those three groups, the chamber, the city, and Mainstream Grants Pass, working together right now, or is that just in the infancy right now, trying to figure out who's doing what?
No, I mean, I would say we're working together right now. I mean, you know, obviously there's still trying to figure out, you know, who's going to handle what, and you know, and I've tried to bridge the gap, especially with the city, you know, and I've met with the Economic Development Department multiple times, and really just trying to say, hey, you know, I think Main Street can be a real big help and a push for what you want to do, you know, and so let us take some of that work off your shoulders and get the word out and bring that to, you know, our merchants and business owners and property owners. So yeah, no, the work's already going on. You know, it's a process, right?
As
Yeah.
One thing comes to mind, and we mentioned it just briefly earlier, and that's reaching out and advertising Grants Pass and trying to draw that tourism dollar into the city and figure out exactly what is the draw and who's going to do the reaching out and where does that reach go to? Do we have a committee for that that combines all three organizations yet, or are we talking? What's the situation?
Yeah, so I'll say too, we got to throw in Visit Grants Pass. So Visit Grants Pass is the DMO, right, the destination marketing organization for Grants Pass and technically Josephine County. And so their sole focus, they're funded off transient lodging taxes through the city. And so their sole focus is to promote Grants Pass and Josephine County as a whole outside of the area, right, 50 miles and beyond, which is their goal is to drive, overnight stays and tourism from outside the area. So they've got that covered. And they also do focus on downtown as well, right? So we get the benefit of that. But I really want to put an emphasis for Main Street, as we find funding and have memberships and things like that, really to promote the downtown district to even just the locals. I think there's a lot of things that happen downtown that if you're not plugged in, you may not really know about, or you may see an event. If we advertise it, you're like, oh, I'd be interested in going to that. So, I think there's a lot, we have 40,000 people in the city. So I think we can drive a lot more traffic just from our own community. And also, outside the area as well.
All right. Well, we'll talk about how that is going and how we intend to drive and where we intend to drive it to when we come back. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. We'll take phone calls after the top of the hour news. That's coming your way momentarily. And you want to jot the phone number down. It's 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. In the meantime, stay tuned. You're listening to KAJO Grants Pass.
Devin here.
Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question or comment for our guest today, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on there live. Our topic today is Mainstream Grants Pass. Seth Benham is in studio here. Now, Main Street Grants Pass, a nonprofit, a relatively new nonprofit, and we've just in the previous half hour talked about what it took to get to here. And the general goal, as I understand it, Seth, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the revitalization of downtown Grants Pass, and that's a general goal. Do we have any specific goals for the first year? Something you can point to at the end of the year, this is what we accomplished.
Ooh, that's a good one. Obviously,
that's what I get paid for. It's a good one.
Yeah. I think obviously the Main Street Revitalization Grant's a huge one. And again, we're hands off now. So we'll find out by the end of this week, whether or not we get that. And that would be a huge accomplishment, I think, for us. We've already reached some, right? We wanted to form a board. We wanted to get that all, legitimized. We've done that. I think First Fridays was a big goal of ours. So, we'll continue to improve on those. I think too, just bringing the merchants, downtown property owners together more. We took over the merchant meetings as well, which was previously ran by one of the economic development members from the city of Grants Pass. And so they're still involved, but we're kind of heading that up a little bit more and I guess partnering with them to create more buy-in on that front. So, year one, right, I think it's a lot of just the behind the scenes things, getting everything set up. We want to, we want to get some kind of funding source. So we're working on that. We had a presentation, in front of council, a month and a half ago. I can't remember when it was, kind of requesting, a funding from the city for the first 3 years of, our organization. And so we'll see where that goes. We want to hire an executive director. I think for sustainability, we really need to have somebody on staff that's spearheading this full time. Because that's the other thing. I don't really want this to just be another organization that fizzles out or doesn't have the support it needs. So, really we need somebody full time because, we call working board, right? So everyone that signed up had to commit to 5 to 10 hours a month of, volunteer time, knowing that, we were going to have to be kind of get our hands dirty and boots on the ground for a while. So, I don't know if the executive director will come to fruition this year. We'll see how things go. Other than that, it's been such a fast process, since forming the board, and I don't think we've had an official time to sit down and really go through that. Although I think financial goals are a huge one as well. You know, memberships, moving forward, you know, we just recently kind of solidified our membership program. So it's fairly new.
All right. Well, let's talk about the funding then, because I know that you have a website up and that costs money. And I know your time is certainly, I don't know if it's free or not. I'm not accusing you of anything right now. But tell me about the funding resources, the long-term goals. If we're talking about an executive director, what kind of funding you're looking for to, are you in the process of looking for a person right now? What kind of funding streams are you looking at? I know you've got a proposal in front of the city.
Yeah, so we don't have a timeline on executive director. You know, I mean, we have a couple hundred dollars in the bank, right? So we're
that much.
We're just getting started. Yeah, I'm definitely not making any money.
That's one dinner.
Perfect. So you know, and again, you know, we really just launched the website probably a month and a half ago with our membership portal. And you know, got the bank. I mean, this is all real time, right? We're one day at a time. And so the next step, you know, is to kind of promote this membership. And so actually, in the next couple of weeks, we're gonna have kind of a membership mixer downtown. We're going to invite some, you know, downtown business owners, property owners for sure, potentially friends of the community who may be interested, and just kind of go through, you know, what our goals are, what we're trying to do with the Main Street program, and, you know, obviously just, you know, go through our membership structure. And as far as the funding goes, I mean, you know, it was in a public meeting that we presented. I did not present. It was Michael O'Coin. Obviously I'm on council, so I didn't want to do that presentation, but, you know, we right now, you know, at least in our initial pitch, you know, I think it was 80,000 for year one, 90 for year two, and 100,000 for year three, right? And so, that would get us definitely to a point where we could bring on an executive director, you know, and also we're gonna need some funding moving forward to start working on some of these events and getting those off the ground. You know, obviously, hopefully some of those are funding sources themselves, especially, you know, back to the 50s, but that's a year out or so.
That's on down the road. Well, let's talk about immediately right now. Is there, you're talking about membership, people coming on board to be part of mainstream Grants Pass. Is there a due situation if I'm a business owner downtown and I'm just now learning about mainstream Grants Pass? What next step should I take in order to be involved?
Yeah, so if you're downtown, you know, we've got our website. I'm actually going to pull it up right now, but mainstreetgrantspass.org, and that has our full breakdown of, you know, our membership dues and kind of what comes with those. So definitely go on there and check those out. I think it ranges from, you know, you can pay $6 a month to, I don't know, $60 a year. There's all kind of options, right? Got different levels of membership depending on what you want to commit. So yeah, go on there and check that out. You know, we'll put more information out here in the coming months as well on social media. So we're on Facebook, we're on all the major social channels. And so that'll be the next step, right? We're really trying to garner the support with downtown business owners and property owners right now. And then beyond that, you know, we'll be extending the offer to anyone that wants to be involved.
All right. You said you have a meeting coming up. When and where and what do I do to attend?
So right now it's – I don't have the exact details. June 11th is the hopeful date right now. So again, this is something that we'll put as we get it more solidified. It's going to be downtown. We don't have the location just yet. We're trying to figure out size-wise what we want. And it'll be in the evening on June 11th. So we'll get some more information out on that on social media, though.
So look for that on social media and on the website, which is Mainstream Grants Pass?
MainStreetGrantsPass.org. Yep. And so actually here, I got membership levels here, you know, right now, actually. So, you know, we've got a $60 a year friend of Main Street, community supporter at $100. We've got specific business membership tiers, $120 a year, $200 a year, $350 a year, $600 a year. And each of those come with different perks. And again, those are all listed out on the website. And we've also got a property owner membership for $300 a year if you own property downtown Grants Pass.
All right. Tell me about your bylaws right now and who is eligible to become a member of Mainstream Grants Pass. It's pretty Main Street. I call it Main Street. It's Main Street.
Oh, yeah. We got a river. It's fine.
Sure.
So either work.
That's one of the big draws is that Rogue River out there.
Yes. You know, we really aren't it's really kind of open to anyone. I mean, obviously, you know, we have memberships for downtown business owners, you know, and that's who's going to serve, right? But we have kind of the broad Friend of Main Street membership, which is, you know, kind of just if you're out in the community, and you would like to be a member and help downtown, that's your option right there, or community supporter, I guess. You know, most of this is going to be focused on downtown businesses, and property owners, similar as like the chamber, right? I mean, but they're all the whole city, right? They're membership is driven by businesses within the city of Grants Pass, so, and Josephine County, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's technically open to whoever wants to be a participant, although, you know, I would foresee the majority is probably going to be downtown businesses and properties.
Well, a vital downtown, I would expect, would be important to any business within, probably within, certainly the urban growth area, perhaps the county, just because you're reaching out past that 50-mile mark to bring business into Grants Pass, which was quite frankly full over the weekend.
Well, and let's just separate that, though. That's Visit Grants Pass. So Main Street is specifically downtown. Visit Grants Pass is the one that's providing that service of reaching out 50 miles and beyond. So I want to create confusion there, right? So
are you part of that, or are you contributing to?
We're our own separate nonprofit, but and that was one of Visit Grants Pass's kind of tasks in the beginning, was to form this organization, you know, along with the city. So mutually, you know, they kind of came together, and that's how Main Street Grants Pass came about. So yeah, we do work with them, although they have much stricter kind of regulations on where they can promote, versus, you know, we're going to be more focused on the local community, which will still be great, right? I think there's still a lot of people that can go down and experience downtown on every weekend, every night.
Every night. Oh, no question about it. All right. You mentioned a couple of things here. First of all, let's go back to, you mentioned you've already had a little impact on First Fridays. Tell me about First Fridays. What's different right now, and what do you foresee?
Yeah. So again, you know, shout out to John Glarum, Gigi Sugar Plums. He's kind of spearheaded that for us. But, you know, as the last 2 months, you know, we've implemented kind of street vendors downtown. So we have kind of a process. You can apply to be a vendor downtown in front of another storefront. So we're encouraging merchants downtown to partner up with other brands, maybe smaller brands, maybe people that are selling out of their home, or, you know, maybe they're out in the Applegate, and set up, you know, in front of their like shop or location downtown. I mean, we've had ice cream. I don't even know. There's been so many. Off not off the top of my head, but I think last month there's close to 20 vendors, maybe additional. And so I went down to the one before. I was out of town for the last one, but I mean, I had to park multiple blocks away, and yeah, it was really busy. You know, we're working with certain restaurants who have event space to, you know, try to expand their offerings, maybe bring in live music, things like that. And then moving forward, you know, I mean, I guess the sky's the limit, you know, what we could do for First Fridays, you know. And I think we're already trying to brainstorm different themes, things like that, going down the road on that.
Let me ask you one quick question about something that you just mentioned. Is you had to walk blocks. We do have an aging population here. Are there plans, or has it been talked about, to bring a small shuttle to run people back and forth?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a shuttle, and this is before the Main Street program, but there was this one, though, I think was to Medford in here. But there is, you know, I think long term would be great, and I've talked about this. This is, again, I think maybe right when I was helping form this, but, you know, one of the thoughts of a shuttle that just even goes from
block to block, even. Yeah.
Yeah. And down to, you know, Hellgate, Tap Rock, those, you know, so we can try, cause that's ultimately, right, I want to push, expand it, right? Because the river is such a great asset that we have, especially in the summertime. So, you know, if we can drive more traffic here and there, you know, obviously there's more parking, especially down that way. So yeah, if we can implement some type of shuttle, I think that'd be great moving forward.
All right, you mentioned First Fridays. All right, let's move on a little bit for the summer. One close to my heart was back to the 50s, and I know we're about a year away from really taking that over, and that really requires a large workforce, from what I understand. What are the general plans there? Is there one person who's spearheading that yet?
That's a great question. I mean, that's going to be all hands on deck, right? For the board, especially. Maybe we'll have an executive director by then who can handle most of that, but we'll see.
Someone with a whip.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we've had initial discussions with the current, group that kind of plans it and puts it together. Because the Town Center Association was, a huge help in that. And then I think Travel Grants Pass took it over for a little bit, and then I think COVID happened and it kind of died off there. But, moving forward, you know, we'll be meeting more with the group that brings the cars in and the car club, and kind of figuring out that handoff and what that looks like. Cause yeah, I mean, I know I've heard there's a lot of volunteers needed. I don't even know the exact number, but I want to say it's like 50 to 100, something like that.
Yeah,
so
you've almost got to close off downtown, and
it's like Boatnik in a sense, right? I mean, when you've got the parade, I mean, you're closing down, 6th Street. And so, yeah, you know, it's going to be an undertaking, but I think it's one that the community wants. You know, I would like to maybe potentially rename it, rebrand it. I don't know. That's just my personal, you know, thoughts, but we'll see if that happens. Yeah, I think it could be a premier event again. I mean, you know, again, they still have it. It's still happening this summer. Obviously, they're not doing the cruise, as it used to be. But they're still having the car show and whatnot. But I think the cruise is one that, and just having those events downtown, in those event spaces. You know, another thing that the city is currently working on is the Owl parking lot on the corner of 4th and, H and 5th there. That's going to be hopefully completed by next spring, but you know, they're bringing that to level, street level, pavers, the whole everything. And it's going to be just a flat walking surface. They'll have some sun shades they can throw over in the summer. So that'll be a great, it's already at events. They already use it.
I was going to mention Art Along the Road is next. Art Along the Rogue.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna have it done for that. They're gonna work on it right after that. But we'll definitely be, you know, helping with Art Along the Rogue as well. I think we wanted to put our effort into Back to the 50s because it is going to be such a big undertaking. And not to mention, you know, Art Along the Rogue happens only a couple months following that. So we've got to keep our priorities, you know, where the board can handle it.
You're still a young organization.
Yeah. You know, and I don't really want to overcommit and underdeliver. So, you know, that's why this summer it's too soon to try to take on that task.
All right. Well, we'll keep throwing those tasks at you and see which ones you can pick up on. At any rate, we're talking about Main Street Grants Pass, and we'll continue that right after this word.
At Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a little less than 6 minutes left here of the program here. We're talking Main Street Grants Pass. One of the organizers, Seth Benham, is in with us here. I probably ought to footnote that he is also a city councilor, but that's not the topic today. But, Seth, with the last 6 minutes here, what do people need to take away from today's program? What do they really need to know about Main Street Grants Pass and how to become a part of it?
If you're taking away anything from today, I think just know that there's a dedicated board right now that's really working on revitalizing downtown, you know, and, I know there's a lot of other things happening, especially on the city council side of things that, you know, some people may think hinders downtown, which, you know, may be true or not. I don't really, you know, have that answer, but, I know that, you know, we're focused on downtown and what we can do and the changes that we can make. And so, you know, we'll do that and we'll push through no matter what the climate is of things going on. But, you know, I'd highly recommend getting involved. I did want to pull up here, you know, these kind of subcommittees that we'll be forming, which, you know, we'll be open to obviously downtown business owners, property owners, but also, you know, if you're interested and you want to come and volunteer downtown, there's 4 subcommittees, 1 economic vitality. The next one will be design, which is, you know, enhancing the visual appeal of downtown through, you know, historic preservation, things like that. The third will be promotion. So, you know, branding and marketing for downtown. And then the fourth will be, organization, you know, engaging the local stakeholders and businesses, and creating long-term sustainability.
All right. And how do we take advantage of that if I want to get involved?
yeah, if you want to get involved, you know, go to mainstreetgrantspass.org. There's a contact form on there. You can also reach out on Facebook and Instagram. You know, you can email me directly. It's just seth@mainstreetgrantspass.org.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Main Street Grants Pass, and it's a nonprofit organization that have just jumped through a lot of hoops in order to get to this particular status, looking to revitalize downtown Grants Pass and, by and large, enhance our whole community. Is that the ultimate goal?
Yes, that is the ultimate goal.
All right. And besides you, I've heard at least one other name mentioned, and you've got a board of about eight right now, and that's about the who is running the organization.
Yeah.
Need more volunteers, just more people on the streets?
Yeah, you know, more volunteers. We're all volunteers, so, you know, the more the better. You know, and again, we're going to start ramping up here as time goes on with these subcommittees. I mean, obviously, we'll have some of these events that we'll need more, especially back to the 50s. So, yeah, please reach out. You know, and it doesn't have to be a commitment right now, but, you know, if you're interested, you want to join our newsletter, I can put you on that, and, you know, we can keep you in the know on what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much, Seth Benham, talking today about Main Street Grants Pass. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. One final note, once again, coming up this Thursday, a special edition of the talk show this Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30. We'll have the former head of the juvenile justice system for the county of Josephine. Right here on the radio, that'll be Jim Goodwin this coming Thursday. Thank you all very much. Stay tuned. More to come from Alex Bauer.